RadioInfluence.com. This is the Valor Hour, powered by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl on Radio Influence. Your weekly glimpse inside all things Valor Fights, and a look at what's going on in the rest of the MMA community. Here are your hosts, the president of Valor Fights, Tim Loy, and your color commentator, Casey Oxendine.
Welcome to the Valor Hour, a look into everything Valor Fights, as well as the headlines from combat sports across the world. Thanks for joining us, and please remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well as Stitcher. Also, a huge thanks to our tremendous sponsor, Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, for supporting our cause each and every week. This week, we welcome a great lineup of guests as we prepare for two big events in June. And as always, Valor Fights President Tim Loy will address your questions during the Valor Hour Q&A segment. I'm Casey Oxendine, and I am joined by the president of Valor Fights, Tim Loy. Tim, it's just me and you tonight as we look over this big week in MMA.
Yeah, man. We're getting back to business here in a couple of weeks, a couple of shows coming up. I've been in Vegas here this week and, excited to get down to brass tacks.
Well, talk a little bit about Vegas there, man. What's been going on? Have you enjoyed the lights thus far?
Yeah, man, always a good time. I'm out here with Chandler, so kind of more of a business than a pleasure trip, but we've had a good time regardless, and probably one of there's no doubt it's the tamest I've ever been out here. So I've lost less years off my life than I normally would on a typical Vegas trip.
Okay, well, fair enough. We're going to skip the news tonight. We're going to head straight into this week's Valor Hour Q&A. And Tim, we've got a few good ones for you. So are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Okay, first question. How was attending tough tryouts? How disappointed are you that your fighter Chandler Cole didn't get on the show? And what are tough producers missing out by not casting the hammer?
Definitely disappointed. You know, it was, there's no other way to put it. You know, he performed really well and had arguably the most dominant performance of anyone in the grappling round, really, you know, just ragdolling his guy. And that guy made it on through and he didn't. So it's, like I said, it's frustrating and it's hard to wrap your head around, but at the same time, they're not. It's no secret, you know, that they're not always going after the very best guys. And so, he's going to take it as a learning experience and grow from it. And he's made good contacts and he's going to have training through this and kind of got to see where he signed up. Yeah. You know, with a lot of these guys that these up and coming heavyweights and knows now that he's right there with them. So, it's trying to take the good with the bad there. And the producer, as far as what they're missing out, I'm going to say they're missing out on a lot. You know, that's a kid that's got a lot going for him, a good future, and a good personality, and would make for good television as well. So hopefully, one day they will still give him an opportunity.
Undoubtedly. And we're going to be speaking with Hammer later tonight. So I look forward to that. Question number two, Tim, are you watching Bellator 200 this weekend? Who would you be your ideal pick to replace Krokop in his fight with Roy Nelson?
Oh God. Yeah, I'm sure I'll watch. As far as my ideal pick for a replacement, that's the tough one right off the rip. To fight Roy Nelson and play in place of Krokop. Man, I'm just throwing something out of left field, but a guy that's fought, you know, for Bellator quite a bit and been, competitive with their top guys. How about Tony Johnson? Nash.
All right. Fair enough. Moving on. Next question. What's the latest in the game that you've ever had to find a replacement fighter? And what's your crazy story when it comes to finding a short notice replacement?
Oh, that's a good one. The very latest in the game that I've had to find a replacement doesn't necessarily mean I was successful in finding a replacement. When we did the one show, the first show we did in Maryville at Heritage High School, it was one of the X Series events, and Billy Mullins was supposed to fight Rocky Lang, and Rocky Lang pulled. I mean, Billy Mullins was walking. Pretty much, you know, so I mean, that was as late as you could possibly make it, but I wasn't successful in pulling off a replacement on that one. We've got a lot of, as far as like crazy stories or whatever, for, replacements that I have been successful with, man, Well, that's a good one too. I would say, you know, we keep Billy Combs kind of current on everything all the time, because he's always a guy that could potentially have to step in and fight, and he's willing to fight anybody, and he's generally on site over the cage crew anyway, and he can fight at a bevy of weights, if you will. And so we pulled him directly off the cage crew before, put him into action. That's probably the most off the wall for just a very, last minute replacement.
All right. And finally, last question. What are your thoughts on the UFC's new TV deal with ESPN? Now, I saw the headlines, and it looks like that the ESPN has snatched it away from Fox.
Yeah, and Fox, I guess, is getting WWE, right? So that's definitely interesting. I'm curious. I mean, I've got more questions, I guess, than answers. I don't know, man. I think it's big. It's a big move. Obviously, ESPN is, your top sports network. But what happens to Fight Pass? Do they have everything? Are there no more Fight Pass exclusive events? Because if they're doing these half of the events on this ESPN Plus, which is an additional add-on, that is not part of your basic ESPN package. It's an additional subscription. So if you want to watch all the fights, do you have to subscribe to Fight Pass and an additional ESPN service in order to cover your bases,
Yeah, I don't know. Only time will tell, I suppose. That being said, that does it for this week's Valor Hour Q&A segment. Remember to send in your questions, and Tim Loy will answer those right here on the air. But for now, it's time to dive into this week's lineup of guests. We are joined by Preston, the Ice Pick Schick, the former Valor Fights Junior Welterweight Kickboxing Champion, former Valor Fights Featherweight MMA Champ, and Bellator MMA veteran, and he prepares to head into Showcase MMA June 2nd as he faces Daquan Sutton. Preston, thank you
so
much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. What's going on, guys?
Well, excited to have you, man. Thanks for the time. It's been a minute since we've had you on the podcast. So kind of catch us up to speed about, what's been going on with you over the past several months. We haven't seen you in competition since the Bellator event, which has been, nearly a year. Of course, I know you've been staying busy with grappling competitions and whatnot. So kind of get us up to speed.
Yeah, I haven't fought in a good long while. Like you said, probably it's going to be close to 10 months, I think, whenever I finally do get the fight. It's not for lack of trying. There's just a few things, unfortunate things that happened between me and my opponent, and, things got set, things fell off. I've just been trying to stay busy, training. And, like you also said, I've done a couple grappling tournaments, trying to stay busy in competition, and, I'm getting out there trying as much as I can, really. I'm totally ecstatic that now I finally have a fight and I can knock some of the rust off.
Nice, nice. So, it's safe to say that even though you haven't had any fights, you have trained fairly steady over these last 10 months. So, can we expect to see some, is it safe to say we can see some new wrinkles in the game this time?
No, I think all the wrinkles, would be if mentally I wasn't there, and I'm always there mentally when it comes to fights. I'm ready to go. It's one of those things that I train hard. I get better every time, and the wrinkles are smoothed out. I don't ever see them my game wrinkling up for a time. Having time off.
What have you worked on the most, would you say, in this time off? Is it, by design you're grappling since you've been doing more grappling tournaments? But I've seen a lot of videos that you posted up on social media of you working your boxing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I would say it's 50-50. I'm always trying to get better on the ground. I'm always trying to get better on the feet. I like the striking aspect more, but I do not neglect my grappling whatsoever. I'm always training grappling. I'm always training in gi, no gi, and I'm always doing my striking stuff. I just have more fun, I think, striking.
Don't tell Casey that.
Yeah, I know.
So we got, you know, your main event, your first main event, I believe, coming up here. It's not long. We're right about, right now, I guess, we're right about two weeks. We're at the 2 week mark now. Or are we at the 1 week mark now? Oh, we're at the 1 week mark now. So, yeah, you got Daquan Sutton coming up. It's your first time going to 135. First, talk about, you know, this. Yeah, it's not a secret that you didn't cut a lot of weight to go to 45. So ideally, 35 was kind of where you were going to land as a pro, I thought. Has that been a challenge, or do you know if it's a challenge yet? Is it something where we'll know whenever it comes down to that last, you know, that last cut?
Yeah, whenever I fought at 45, I was probably cutting maybe 5 pounds. Now I'm at 35, you know, it's looking like a normal weight cut that most of the pros go through. I'm cutting about 15 pounds. And I was already skinny. And so I was like, losing that extra weight going to kill me. But, you know, surprisingly, it has not been that bad. I was expecting it to really take a toll on me, and I got down quick, and, I was not expecting it whatsoever. So I started the weight cut like real early, and cause I wanted to know how my body felt, and, my body felt just fine. It felt good. I've had a good meal plan. I don't think it'd be a problem, but at the same time, I've never done that cut before. I've still got about 5 pounds to go probably. And I will see whenever I cut that water, you know, how well it goes. And like I said, I'm confident that it won't go bad.
I think with your height and, Kate.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say with your, you know, I think, with your height and your range, getting to 135 is going to be just really kind of put you into that upper echelon immediately, just because of the physical advantages that you're going to have over so many of these guys. So I think it's definitely the move. I think, you know, a year or two ago, the question was, well, is he going to bulk up? Is he just going to try to, you know, increase his mass and then stay at 45? But I actually really like this move. I think if you feel good, with the cut.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect fit. Who do you really know that's 6'1", 135 pounds? I mean, I'm just hoping to big brother those kids and stick my arm out and let them swing, you know?
Training partner is about the only other one I can think of.
I think it'll be awesome. I think my physicality at 135 is going to be too much for anybody that I come into contact with.
Well, real quick, Preston, I want to give you a chance to go ahead, give some shout outs where they're due. And of course, all of your social media plugs, all the places we can follow you on your journey here in your career.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Always shout out to my team Oxendine, always. And social media plugs, you can find me on Twitter at Preston Schick. You can follow me on my fight page on Facebook. It's Preston Ice Pick Schick. And also I'm on Instagram at Young and Rising. I think those are all my stuff.
A fighter synonymous with the Valor Fights organization heads into Showcase MMA Saturday, June 2nd, as he faces Daquan Sutton. Remember to get your tickets now in this big main event. Preston, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank y'all.
We are joined by Mike Douglas, rising mixed martial arts prospect who heads into Valor Fights 50 June 9th as he faces Logan Crowley. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us, man. We've got, you know, the first time that you'll be technically on a Valor card. You know, you're on the show we did with Jimbo at Warrior, but this first time on a proper Valor Fights event, so we're excited to have you. If you first wouldn't mind kind of getting us clued in with, you know, a bit of your background for our listeners that aren't familiar with you, and, you know, just your training experience and, you know, just a little quick bio on Mike Douglas.
No problem, man. A lot of people know I go by the name of Jellicoe Mike Douglas. I'm from Jellicoe, Tennessee. I started training actually with Tim Kitts in Knoxville, Tennessee when I first started. And then I got with Scott Hope once Kitts closed his gym down, and doing a lot of judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, of course, Muay Thai, just pretty much everything under the sun that we can do for these past 4 years now. So, and I fought mainly in Kentucky, and I'm very, very excited to finally get to fight on the Valor card and finally get to fight in Tennessee.
We're excited to have you for sure. It's there's a lot of footage on you out there that people can see that you're always an exciting fight. I've done commentary for some of your fights, and you know, you're a guy that always brings it. You're a guy that always has, you know, exciting fights that they're not boring fights. And I've also noted that, you know, you're a sizable guy at 155. You're really kind of, you know, you look more like a 170. So talk a little bit about this fight you've got coming up. You got Logan Crowley. This is on Valor 50, so it's a special card to all of us as well, with our being our 50th event. And you know, Logan Crowley's a guy that's just kind of popped up on the scene in the past few months. He's 2-0, but he just debuted a few months back, so he's really kind of fresh on the scene. But he's really been a guy that's come out like a spark plug. Like, I've got to say, I'm a fan of both of you because the way you both fight, and this is one that I've said from the rip, this one's going to be fire, I think. What's your take on it?
Oh yeah, man. I'm always looking forward to a good challenge. And he fought on the same night, I think, the last time we was down there at the shed, and mm-hmm. It was a short fight. I didn't get to see a lot of it. And I was really interested in seeing what lightweights were fighting, because I knew in the future probably I'd be competing against some of those guys. And he went out there, he made quick work of his opponent, and I give him props for that. But you know, I'm always ready for a challenge. You know, I've been in fight camp for what feels like, you know, this whole year now, and had fights pull out, and you know, just I'm finally ready to get in there and test myself against this guy that is up and coming. And I know he's going to bring it, and I'm going to bring it, and we're going to put on a good show for the, you know, for the International and Valor Fights 50. I think this is going to be one that a lot of people are going to talk about.
You know, something that really stands out, you know, we were talking about Logan Crowley being on a 2-5 win streak. He's 2-0, both finishes. But on the flip side of that coin, you are also on a 2-5 win streak, mm-hmm. which were both finishes as well. So that sort of, you know, brings the odds up there that we might get some fireworks, and probably the thing won't go the distance. What is your take on that? Where do you see your advantages, your disadvantages, and how are you going to finish this thing?
I think that my advantages lie pretty much, I mean, wherever I feel comfortable at. And, you know, I think that my experience in the cage, you know, I have 10 fights now. I think my experience in the cage is going to play a huge role whenever it comes time to, you know, let the fireworks fly. And I think that I'll be able to use everything I've been working on these past few months to my advantage, and I can do pretty much whatever I want to. I mean, I have that confidence to know that I can do that, and I can finish this fight.
All right. Well, Mike, real quick, I'm going to let you give you a chance here to go ahead and give some shout outs, all your teammates, your friends, your fans, everyone's helped you along the way, and also your social media plugs, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so forth, all the places we can find and follow you.
All right. First and foremost, I'd like to shout out to Corbin Martial Arts, Ebenezer Fight Squad, Scott Hope, Javier Carbajal, Tomas Pazal, Gina Gooden, all those guys I train with up there. And you can find me on Instagram at killer_mike.d. And of course, my hometown, Jellicoe, Tennessee. All those guys have been there supporting me from the beginning, and I want to put on a show for them. I'm excited.
Jellicoe Mike Douglas heads into Valor Fights number 50, Saturday, June 9th, as he faces Logan Crowley. Be sure to get your tickets now. This is one you won't want to miss. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys. Anytime.
We are joined by Chandler the Hammer Cole, a usual suspect here on the Valor Hour, who just completed the long day known as Ultimate Fighter tryouts. Chandler, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Man, I've been there myself. I've been there to several of those. And if you've never been there, people don't know the waiting game of the Ultimate Fighter tryouts. There's a lot involved, and it's one of those you got to hurry up and wait. How did it go?
Oh God, it took forever, man. I was in the first group of heavyweights, but the girls went before us, so we had to go down there and register, wait for the girls to get done, then go in there, and then we had to wait for them to get interviewed so we could get interviewed, because I made it to the first round of the interviews, and then after that, we had to wait about 3 more hours just for everyone to get done with the interviews, and then they came out and picked everybody.
Now, of course, you got in there. The word is you killed it out there on the mats, man. You looked great. You ragdolled a fella who actually made it on through. You were cut. I know it has to be very, very disappointing, but I know that it had to be a tremendous growing experience as well. I heard that you marked out on Cyborg while you were there. Let's hear the story. Let's hear it all.
We went downstairs early, and we were just waiting on the doors to open. And I see the camera crew, like, because there was a mirror that was, like, that would show the reflection of the excavator. And I see the camera crew going crazy. And I was like, why are they going crazy? And then I saw them coming back up, and I looked. And I just seen a woman with red hair, and I was like, no, it's not. So I kind of, like, peeked my head over the thing, and it was her. And everybody was taking pictures and stuff and greeting herself. And I was like, man, that's so cool. And I was like, man, I better get a picture with her now because, you know, she's arguably one of the greatest female fighters of all time. So I was like, I better get a picture with her. I got a picture with her and actually tweeted it on Twitter, and she quoted it and told me good luck with the hashtag Team Co. So that was real cool. And then, you know, we got in there and we had to wait around. And then we went into the other room for the grappling, for the physical part of it. And I absolutely killed my guy, which whose name was Anderson Silva. He was from Brazil. that was wild. Ragdolled him. And then I felt like the striking went well, too, when I came off the mat. You know, some of the other competitors was like, man, they was like, you know, you don't look that athletic, but you're super athletic. You're doing really good. And they were just complimenting me. So I definitely thought I was going to make it through till today. And even in the interviews, you know, I spoke. I really didn't stutter. You know, I feel like I answered really, really well. And I was super surprised when I didn't get picked. But, you know, I'm in Vegas. I got to come out to Vegas, and I got to see a lot of cool things, and I'm still a blessed individual, regardless if I got picked or not. It's just a matter of time before they call me, you know, to fight for them. So it's right now, it sucks, but in the future, you know, I'm only 23, so I'm extremely blessed, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity.
Well, like you said, you are there in Vegas, and you're going to stick around for a little while, right? You're going to stay there a couple of weeks, get some training in. And so talk about that training a little bit and, you know, what could potentially be next. I mean, so if we're not going to the Ultimate Fighter, are we going to be looking at honing those skills back up here in Valor Fights? Give us a little bit of a timeline if you got one.
I'm about to actually catch a bus and go down to Cali for 2 weeks and train at Team Oyama with those guys. He's been real cool. He's been messaging me personally, talking to me. So he's interested in me coming out there too. And I think it's going to be a really great experience for me. And, after that, you know, I guess me and Tim will talk some business, try to get a fight. I know Ben Rowland's not cleared yet, but as soon as he does, you know, I'll wax that head for him. And, until then, let's keep me busy. Let's give me some fights in. Give me paid. So me and Tim will talk. Me.
Well, real quick, man. I'm going to give you a chance to give all the shout outs. I know there are a lot, man, that have helped you, especially really recently. And, talk about, you know, give us your social media plugs as always.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's CRCOLE_33. My Snapchat is CRCOLE_195. And I just want to give a shout out to everyone back home who believed in me, sent their good vibes this way before and after the tryout. And Tim for coming out here and just the Team Cole Nation, all my fans, no matter, you know, if you're back home or not. Because, you know, I even made fans up here. And the guy that dropped us off at night stopped to take a picture with me because he said, you know, he could tell I was going to do big things. So all of Team Cole. So I'm super blessed.
Chandler Cole kicking it in Vegas and globetrotting with this dream that is mixed martial arts. Chandler, thanks for coming on and keep us posted.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
We are joined by Brett Bryan, heavyweight Muay Thai prospect, as he heads into Showcase MMA Saturday, June 2nd, as he faces Adam Williams. Brett, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Casey. We appreciate the time, man. And, you know, with it being your first time joining us on the Valor Hour, we usually like to give you guys a chance to introduce yourselves to the listeners that may not be familiar with you. So if you give us a little rundown real quick, just kind of a little short bio on, you know, Brett Bryan, your training experience and just, you know, kind of your background, how you got into martial arts and, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, sure, Tim. So I'm Brett Bryan. I started training in 2013. I just got out of the hospital and was looking for something new to do. I was trying to get out of basketball. I wanted to get into martial arts. I wanted something practical. So I started training at Cleveland MMA, which they're still going on in Cleveland right now. But so I went there until 2015. And then left school at Lee in Cleveland to come back to my home in Johnson City. I've been training Oxenine since then.
So you've got your debut coming up here in just a week from now. Are you excited? Are you nervous? You know, being your first time stepping in there to compete inside the cage for real, even though you've been training, I know, for several years, like you mentioned, are there still some butterflies or are you just ready to get in there and bang?
I think so. I think I've got a little nervousness. I felt a little bit initially, like about 3 weeks ago, and then I've been pretty much training all the anxiety out of me. So, not so much recently.
So, you know, like I said, a week from now, you'll have Adam Williams facing you there across the cage, looking to you know, do bodily harm to you. Talk about the matchup. Talk about what we can expect from you and, you know, in this debut.
Well, you can expect me to play a technical game. I am not going to try to exhaust myself in the first round. I'm going to try to play the match out and use my technique to dissipate Adam over the three rounds. I've also been working a lot on my cardio, so hopefully all the fans can see a heavyweight that'll last 3 2-minute rounds with no problem.
And is it something that you're looking to, you know, are you really more interested in pursuing Thai, or is this more a situation where you are bridging the gap into MMA eventually?
Right now, I don't really know. I'm thinking about doing another fight in August, and then my rough game plan has been trying to get my blue belt in jiu-jitsu and dedicating more time to that. But I guess I'll know for sure in about 2 weeks.
Well, real quick, Brett, go ahead. I'm going to give you the opportunity. You can give the shout outs where they're due. Everyone that's, you know, your friends, family, teammates, everyone that has helped you along the way. And then also we need those social media plugs, all the places we can find you and follow you. We're talking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so forth.
All right. So I'd like to give a shout out to you, Casey, for teaching me for the past 3 years since 2015. Appreciate that. Appreciate, everybody at Team Oxendine, my good training partners, who helped me to rub off talent on myself from them. And I'd like to give a shout out to David Robbins, too, AKB, from being my second, but I guess he really started me on the Thai on Muay Thai. So definitely want to give him a shout out. Of course, my family and all my friends who are looking forward to seeing me fight.
All right. Brett Bryans heads into Showcase MMA Saturday, June 2nd, as he faces Adam Williams. Get your tickets now. This is going to be an epic heavyweight clash. Brett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good night.
That does it for another great lineup of interviews, as well as this week's episode of the Valor Hour. A huge thanks to our great lineup of guests for your tremendous insight. And remember, subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well as Stitcher. And please share this broadcast. We return right here next week as we continue our discussion on the biggest combat sports news from across the globe. A shout out to Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell for their tremendous support. And for myself, Casey Oxendott, and Valor Fights President Tim Loy, this has been the Valor Hour.
For more information on upcoming events, visit ValorFights.com or find them at ValorFights on both Facebook and Twitter. This has been the Valor Hour, powered by the law offices of Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell on Radio Influence. This is a Sitting Ringside with David Penzer, Quick Fix, on Radio Influence.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Arquette.
I kind of probably was the worst person to be put in that position because I kind of just went along with it and was sort of trying to be as respectful as possible. But I had no idea until people just totally just like got so upset about it that it had that much of an effect. And I understand the history and I understand the, you know, wrestlers, like the everything they put themselves through, and that I hadn't sort of paid my dues or deserved anything like that. One of the things was I was never able to really wrestle. There was some insurance policy, so I could never really do anything too crazy. I wanted to try more things. I mean, I would have been more, you know, never as great as a Mick Foley, but I could have done some crazy shit like, you know, like Shane McMahon or something like that. Like, I'll jump off of something. You know what I mean? I'll take some crazy bumps that some people might not, but I never really got the opportunity to. So then I just kind of came off as a stooge.
Sitting Ringside with David Penzer can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.